Just one halakha in the laws of Shabbat. We know one of the 39 melachot that are asurot on Shabbat is the melacha of kotev, of writing. According to the halakha, if one would write two letters on something that is of permanent nature, where the letters are going to stay, which means they don't erase immediately, so one would be hayav mina Torah. That would be a biblical transgression. Maran in Siman Shin Mem Alecha Dalet discusses some cases where one would be over, one would transgress ketiva midrabanan from the rabbis, and he says Yesh li zaher shelo lichtov beetzba'o b'mashkin ala shulchan o be'efer, which means if a person, let's say, dips his finger into a liquid, let's say grape juice or wine, he's sitting at the table, and you know, so some spilled on the table, and he dips his finger in, and he's just making letters with the liquid, that would be asur midrabanan. Or let's say he puts his finger in ashes, and he's making letters. For that matter, if a person finds himself on a beach on Shabbat, one would not be allowed to make letters in the sand. Besides the fact that we discussed in a previous halakha that sand is indeed mukseh, but now already you're running into another isur of ketiba if you're making letters in the sand. The Mishnah Berurah brings down another case where it'd be asur midrabanan. If let's say there's condensation on the windows, sometimes in the winter, they become all, foggy. And now, you know, like when the children, they want to put their name or, you know, write some letters in that, that would be asur also to write letters in the condensation on the windows. Albeit, it'll be asur midrabanan because it doesn't stay. However, it is asur nonetheless. The last case that Ramah brings down is if somebody wants to write out letters in the air. For example, he wants to give his friend like a signal, so he draws out the letters in the air, like an A and a B, etc. That is mutar. It's obvious, but he brings it down because there is no imprint, there's no mark on the air, obviously. So therefore one should be careful in the cases that we mentioned, that writing is not only forbidden with a pen or a pencil on a piece of paper, but there are other manifestations also of the deen of Kotev on Shabbat.